T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, St. Louis FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Monday. Tony, you look mad. Did Annie piss you off? You just done with her?
Every day. I just
let's just get it out there.
I know. It's every day. I'm at the end of my rope.
Yeah, you look pissy.
I know.
3 o'clock's your pissy time.
Tell me about it.
Or it could be us. You could find Annie delightful. Then we walk in, you're like, these friggin' guys.
Annie's leaving, makes me mad. You guys are coming in.
You got Rachel and Dave and what's his name?
I'm just a jerk.
I can be it.
I love it when Dave opens the conversation with like, what's wrong with you? You look weird today.
You look skinny.
Coming your way.
I've been on the receiving end of that.
I'm not trying to be that guy, like, let's kiss up to Dave right now. You literally look skinny.
I think it's his shirt because it's so...
It could be.
It's hanging on you. You look gaunt.
I saw you this morning and I thought
wow.
I don't think you look gaunt. I think you look good.
Boy, I love when Dave starts your show with what's wrong with you. You look weird. Yeah, you look gaunt.
I thought you would love that.
You have cancer?
Look disgusting.
You look like you're starving.
Are you in stage 3, stage 4 there?
I really thought that would make you happy. So that's my
miscalculation. Yeah, everyone wants to be gaunt.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You want to weigh 98 pounds.
Shut up.
You'd
weigh 98 pounds. I can tell you this,
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
I've weighed exactly the same weight for 4 days.
Really?
And what that really teaches me is how little food it takes to sustain your body. Like, I've eaten very little the past four days.
Yeah.
I've weighed exactly the same. And you're like, wow.
I convinced myself that I can just do Atkins through the week.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And go crazy on the weekend.
I think that's a real diet.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
I don't know about that. Not the way that I ate this week.
No, I think
you have to have some modicum of decorum.
I don't know.
I mean, none.
When I was going to do Atkins a year or so ago, and of course I went down the hole, but I kept finding these threads of keto people where that's what they do. And they were like comparing notes on like, what's the most carbs I can get? They're like, just donuts, man. Just eat a dozen donuts.
Yeah.
And so,
no, you definitely, I'm definitely to the point where the only time I lose weight is when I break the diet for a couple of days and then go back on it. And I don't really gain that much weight, but if I just stay on the diet, it just plateaus and won't move. It's like I almost have to break ketosis to get anything to happen anymore, which is, I get it, and which is kind of cool because it makes you have to cheat and gives you an excuse to cheat.
The biggest thing for me, I have to skip dinner. It just is.
Yeah.
If I skip, the only way to get dinner, you got to skip dinner.
Yeah.
That's what works for Dave.
Dinner's about the only time that I do eat. So.
Yeah.
I'm the other way around.
Shout out to everyone who came out last night to Capitol Grill. It was not a Dave Glover appearance, but it turned out to be one.
That's cool.
They had like 70 people show up and 65 were from the DGS. And it was the generous pour deal.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that was a hell of a deal. $40, 7 different wines.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff says, oh, we're going to have some appetizers. They had like friggin' filet mignons and lamb chops.
Mm.
Yeah. Nuts.
Just light apps.
Yeah. Have a couple filets. It was really nice, though.
That's great.
I understand that people were there because of the show and they're there to see me. They're not going to walk and go like, man, you're a dick. But they were so, sometimes people just say like, hey, I love the show. You make me laugh. Thanks. And other times, like when they're drinking 7 different wines, they get a little more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I had conservative people, I had super liberal people, I had moderates, and they're all saying the same thing. Get rid of Wiggins. Now they're saying, thank you for the show being so open and cool and fighting, but being open to each other's opinions, except for Taliban, who said it's not okay if you disagree with me. But other than that, that to me,
as he was in here sticking up for tolerance,
yes, one of the classics of all time. Has he realized it yet?
We can agree to disagree.
His message.
Oh
for
no, that's not what I said at all.
Has he realized? Has he owned up to anyone yet?
He said to me, he realizes that he handled himself in a way that maybe he wouldn't have handled himself.
Oh, good for him. We've all been.
I don't
there.
Want to put words in his mouth, but he did express some regrets during the conversation.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. But yeah, it was really, really cool. I love hearing, hey, I love the show. It's really funny. But hearing people say things like that, that's really nice.
Well, those topics that we discussed last week, I think, had a real effect on people.
Yeah.
I got tons of social media response to all that stuff.
Anybody say you looked gaunt last night?
No, they were nice to me.
Okay.
Also, I don't think anyone was here when this happened, but probably 5 years ago, Close and I did a remote at the sound room, and it was a snowstorm. And Dave Young at the sound room was blowing a bunch of stuff out, and he was selling like end tables for a dollar. So I was buying a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You remember this?
Oh, yeah.
When I almost backed over the guy?
Uh-huh.
So I ran out to move my car, and for some reason I was in a hurry. I don't know why. I guess I live my life in a hurry. And I jump in the car, and I back it up without looking.
Mm-hmm.
And
to save yourself 2 seconds.
Yes. And I literally almost ran over a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that person's name was Dave, and he was there to get my autograph, and he just jumped out of the way in time.
Yep.
Like, it was real. And so Dave came in, signed an autograph, gave him a t-shirt, took a picture together. Nick and I took Phoebe to tennis on Saturday, went over to the Shack right there in Lindbergh, and the manager walks up and he's like, Dave Glover, right? I said, yeah. And he goes, remember me? I'm Dave. You almost ran over me about 5 years ago.
Yes.
And I'm like, yes. And Nick was there and he's like, yes, I remember you. My dad
almost killed
you.
Isn't there a rug story in there somewhere too?
Yes. I bought a rug and we're trying to stick it in there.
From the sound room?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just blowing stuff out.
Yeah.
And I was buying it all.
And running people over.
And then Dave bought my breakfast. So.
Nice.
Thank you, Dave.
How cool would it have been for him if Dave Glover would have ran over him, though?
Probably not that cool.
Pretty yeah. cool.
I think by now it would have worn off. And Grandpa get both his legs broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Bill O'Reilly coming up, 5 p.m.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I was telling Jeff.
We said all along that he wasn't going to stay gone.
Yeah.
And whether he gets back in or doesn't get back in, he's going to try to get back in. And I think he's trying now.
Yes. He's doing roughly a 15-minute deal every day, 15 minutes. He does 3 different 5-minute segments, just his thoughts on events of the day. I personally hope we get it. I hope we do it. Because he, of course, wants to be on the station. He used to be on, how long was he on the station?
Years.
Years and years and years.
Until he retired from radio. It wasn't like, we didn't stop carrying his show. He retired from radio to focus on television.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason that show came off the air.
He said, no topic off limits.
Yeah, but let me just go on the record here. Twitter, you can tell me what you think, what you want.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a bunch of stuff with O'Reilly. There's stuff with his marriage. He paid Gretchen Carlson $32 million for whatever he did to her. I don't have an interest in it. I just don't.
Right.
Like, I don't. I am really interested in what Bill O'Reilly, whose voice I haven't heard in whatever 5 years, thinks about Trump and immigration and all this stuff. I think he's really cocky, but he's really smart.
Yep.
And I've always found his insights to be interesting. Even if he would answer stuff about Me Too, I personally don't care.
Right.
What do you guys think?
It's not that I don't care. I just don't think that he's going to talk about any of that stuff.
I wouldn't if I were him.
I think if you directly asked him, you're not going to get an answer. So why would you ask?
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to be like, you know what? I have been waiting for someone to ask me what that $32 million was all about. Thank you, Dave.
It's not
That's
my
not
first,
gonna happen.
It's not my first day on the job.
Right.
I have no need to make a name like, oh, St. Louis local radio host asked Bill. Right. No, I don't care. It's his own personal business.
Right.
I didn't think about the fact that he hasn't really, unless you're following him on social media or something, which I'm not, I have no idea what he thinks of Donald Trump.
Yeah, no, me either.
You know, he did always say that his side would come out and it would shine light on everything And to my knowledge, that side has never come out.
I was just telling Ryan that in the office earlier. He said the truth will come out. And we were all like, all right, let's hear the truth. And then it never came.
Maybe a question on the timeline of the truth.
Yeah.
You're coming out.
Yeah.
He's going to be like, one more week.
I would imagine. I mean, right? Speaking from the perspective of the law, Dave, he probably can't talk about a lot of that stuff, right? I'm sure most of those agreements come with a non-disclosure. Like, he can't talk about...
Why the hell would he want to?
Yeah, because I doubt he can.
If he really had something, first of all, if you really, really have something, you don't pay $32 million. I'm sorry.
Right.
And if he really, really had something, I think he would have said it at the time. If it's 5 years old or whatever it is, man, don't kick that dog turd.
Just right.
Let it go. Yeah, I'm interested.
He was always like we had him in town a couple times, you know?
Yeah.
And as we did with, you know, like we did with Brian now, and we did with other syndicated hosts that were on the station throughout the years, Glenn, Laura, you know, all those kind of people. He was one of the, believe it or not, easier people to deal with. He was short and to the point, and here's how we're going to do it. We don't need to have a discussion on it because this is how we're going to do it. But if you just stuck to the plan and kept the ball moving, he was easy to work with.
Yeah.
And which I prefer.
Sure.
I vastly prefer a bunch of histrionics than I need this size room and I need first class airfare and I need the limo to pick me up at this time and the limo has to have strawberry shortcake.
Wasn't it Ingram that
in it.
Said complained because the limo was stinky?
Yes. and among other things, and other people have complained about other things, and he was never like that. He was the least high maintenance person, and I'd rather deal with somebody who maybe isn't so, like, he wasn't rude, he just wasn't personable or nice either. Yeah. He was just very to the point. I'd much rather deal with to the point, here's how we're going to do it, and we'll all get through it together, and then go our separate ways, than somebody who's super high maintenance, and you just got to take care of their every need.
Did you see
the time they're here?
Did you see the vetting stuff that came out? Of course, leaked that when Trump was vetting his people, and it came out a bunch of the questions, and look at this for this guy, and look at this for this lady, which I think is terrible. I think it's terrible when anything gets leaked, whether it's your personal nude pictures or it's Trump vetting people. But since we're talking about it, do you see the thing with Ingram when they were looking at her for press secretary, and she said people should wear a diaper before they go and pee next to a transgender person. And they're like, well, I don't know if we can really put her in there.
She has 9 lives.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
Maybe more like 18. I feel like she's in the news every day for the next dumb thing that she did on the air. And
you know
she's
what,
surviving.
I think it's just she's never apologized, right?
No.
I think that's the key.
Mm-hmm. I think she may. There was some Parkland stuff that I think she may have apologized for.
I know you're talking about
getting into college.
Yeah.
It's ringing a bell, but I'm not quite there. I think she reached out and was like, oh, of course, I didn't mean it like that. But in general, she just does her thing.
If you want to know what she's like, just Google what is it when she was on television.
Don't come in my ear.
Oh, that's right.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Woof.
It's about the producer talking in her ear. Yes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, DGS. 325, happy Monday. Interview with O'Reilly coming up at 5 p.m. We also have a big announcement about the Cardinals coming up in a couple days, something like that. Chance for you to... That's Dave Glover tonight at the Cardinals. I mean, what the hell? Why are we even pretending like it's me and it's the Cardinals, but we're not going to tell you what
Dave
it is?
Dave is joining the Cardinals.
Finally, I got the call. Man, that is a consistent dream of mine. Like a dream at night where sometimes it's football, sometimes it's baseball, but someone comes there like, look, dude, this is 40 years overdue, but we want you to try out.
Yeah.
And then there's always something that just goes slightly wrong. Not the fact that I'm 54.
What's the position you're trying out for?
You mean in real life or like in my dreams? It's never that specific.
Gotcha.
But
what would it be? I'd want to be a relief pitcher.
I didn't mean to laugh at you. I mean, there's nothing I could have said that would have been better.
You were ready for the double entendre, and there wasn't any.
Actually, it is kind of funny because he's picking a position that's really not that glamorous.
Yeah.
Of all the positions you could be picking in your dreams, that's not really the best one.
Right. But it's the most. It's the most longevity.
Yeah. Okay. There's a lot of intelligence to that thing.
God, you guys don't do obviously eBay nearly as much as me. But when you do it, they know what you're looking for, and they start sending you things like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
So the one day when I was looking at nunchucks.
Mm-hmm. Now you're getting a lot of
nunchucks. That's all I'm getting. Hey, Dave, got a sweet pair of nunchucks over here. Got these Chinese throwing stars. Like, God, what do you think of me?
Tell me.
Well, you did search for nunchucks on eBay, so.
Yeah, that's true.
If you want a good.
Nunchuck?
Quality pair of nunchucks. Mm-hmm. What's the market value on a solid pair?
Like how much 100.
Yeah, that's what you're going to
if you want to kill a guy.
Well,
there's all these stupid padded nunchucks.
What else do you want to do with
for
nunchucks?
Safety.
Yeah. I don't want a padded nunchuck.
No.
How long does a fight last with you if you have nunchucks? The other guy's unarmed. You have
split second.
Before he knows we're fighting.
Yeah.
Who's going to pick a nunchuck as their preferred weapon? If you are fighting to the death,
I'm not
as you
fighting.
Say.
I am not fighting the person that chooses nunchucks.
I guess.
Because that's a...
I'll tell you this.
That person's not right.
At my peak, probably 13, you would not want to fight me because I could just as easily hit myself in the face.
Right.
Or you. It was not safe to be within 10 feet of me.
Is the final move to choke someone with the nunchucks?
No, you just knock them out.
Yeah.
I can't even talk to you.
I've seen a lot of movies, though, where they're like...
Nah. You just hit them. Just...
The ultimate is this move. I wish we were
just
on.
Just pick up a stick.
It's not a stick. Do you know what nunchucks are?
I'm looking at them.
I'm looking at them.
Stick?
They're two sticks connected by a chain.
In South Texas, they're broomsticks. The ultimate move is this one. You take it back and you catch it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And then switch hands.
Bam.
Oh, you hit yourself on the head doing that, though.
Dude, I'm lucky to have elbows or balls because I hit both of those things countless times.
When YouTube first got popular and there was those like first YouTube stars like Chocolate Rain and the chipmunk that went dun, dun, dun. Remember that guy?
Yeah. Boom Goes the Dynamite Guy.
Boom Goes the Dynamite Guy. There was the cop with the nunchucks that knocked himself out.
Oh.
It's one of the most like early viral videos on YouTube. He's and right in the noggin, right between the eyes, and he tries to keep going as he's flailing around, and then
yeah, my favorite pair. I had a few because they're just broomsticks, and I don't know how I even got these. But they were naturally like leopard.
Didn't your dad make a bunch of them?
Yeah, my dad made a bunch of them. But the sticks were like had a natural leopard thing to them.
Ooh,
shut up.
That's pretty cool.
And
print. They had a natural leopard print.
No, they're made
stick.
Of leopard. In South Texas, I was able to get my hands on actual endangered leopard nunchucks.
Here's the other thing: never seen a leopard print broomstick.
Yeah,
that's
a great
my point.
Oh,
okay.
In all my years of chucking, I only hit one person.
Yourself?
Like, no. Like, really hit him. No. A
bad guy?
It was a friend. And he made me mad.
A robber.
But he made me mad, like, specifically about, whatever, dude, why don't you just hit me? And so I wanted to take it easy on him. And so I hit him in the thigh, but I hit him really hard, and he took it. It was terrible. I got in big. They work.
Well, you did use a weapon, so.
Yeah.
No, he asked for it.
They work. I felt terrible.
How are you with Chinese throwing stars then?
I have no skills.
No?
No.
Have you owned any?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Hello.
But you've never...
I had a wig and a Planet of the Apes mask. How do I not have Chinese throwing stars?
But you've never used them. You just keep them in the package?
No, I just like... They hurt to throw. I think I did it wrong.
Remember we were talking about axe throwing a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be good at that.
Have you? You've not done it?
I've never done it.
I got to do it for a bachelor party a couple of months ago.
How was it?
Very, very fun. Surprisingly. It doesn't seem like something I would enjoy. But we should all do it.
There's one downtown that Andrew went to.
Have you seen the one video, though?
Yeah, with the
that's what we were talking about on the show.
Yeah.
Hits a girl?
Almost hits her right in the face.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a one in a million shot, but...
After doing it, I can't believe somebody doesn't die doing it every single time.
Well, you're throwing an axe. That's the thing where it's like, let's get drunk and go to the bar and throw axes.
That's exactly what you're doing.
Handling a weapon.
And you're going and getting them yourself. You don't have a handler. You know,
like setting the pins.
Yeah. And they have to go up and replace the boards.
It does seem crazy that it's
legal. They should open bars where you can get nunchucks and just start spinning them
around.
Let's
do it.
Yes.
There's
and
some
yet
money
you
there.
Can't play jarts.
Call it chucks.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shoot. I had something.
Chucks?
No, it's before that.
Twitter wants to know, did you ever have the belt buckle that had a detachable ninja star you could throw? You know what I'm talking about?
I love how everyone's trying to find my level of nerd. No.
That sounds like something that you would have.
No, I did not have that.
If it was available, wouldn't you have tried to buy it?
I mean, it's not beneath me, but...
Yes, it is available, and now he will try to buy it.
No.
He's like, that sounds so dumb, writing it down for eBay later.
I did have a really big belt buckle that was just a bunch of skulls.
Oh, that's better.
Like not like two, like 100. I don't think I ever wore it, though.
All right.
I don't think I had a belt.
Is that in your black, dark makeup
phase? You and your crew are going out to Rumble.
Okay.
And there's a table full of weapons, and everybody walks by and grabs their weapon on their way out to the Rumble.
Right.
By the time you get to the table, there's only two things left on the table. There's only two things left. Nunchucks and an axe handle.
Oh, axe handle. All day long.
Just the handle?
All day long.
Yeah, just the handle. Of course.
Who's this guy?
We keep forgetting that he hasn't been on the
show.
What
do you need?
You never seen old Choppy?
It's in the office, I think.
Yeah, it's in the office.
You have just an axe handle that you have used as a weapon?
You may meet him soon.
Oh, boy. On the back of my leg?
Somewhere.
Ah!
Do you know? You guys know what Mumbly Peg is?
I've heard of it, but I don't know what
it is. I think everyone has their own version, but yes. Ours was you would each have a pocket knife. You'd stand facing each other, and then you would throw the pocket knife out, and if it stuck, you had to move your leg out. And so whoever the first one, sort of like Twister, like the first person who couldn't stand up and fell over won.
Yep.
Lost. Yeah.
Yep.
It's like Twister, but with a knife.
Again.
All right.
Was that going somewhere? Or just that you'd played Mumbly Peg?
Oh, boy. You want me to go get the axe handle?
Could you? Could you get choppy?
What's this thing?
I don't know.
Twitter
will know. I don't know what the name of that is.
Where you spread your fingers out.
And you take the knife and go.
That game just sucks.
It's impressive, though, when people are good at it. They're really putting a lot at risk.
Yeah, they are.
You'd have gotten along with me. I would have had a shot at impressing you.
I don't know. I would have seen the belt buckle and been like, weird kid. He doesn't appear to have a belt. He's just carrying the buckle.
It seems to be attached to his jeans.
It serves no practical purpose whatsoever.
Hey, Dave, do you want this belt with the ninja star buckle? I'm good. I'll take my skull buckle.
Maybe I haven't met the skulls. Weird mood today.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell me anything real? Rage, got anything?
I do. I kind of wanted to talk about this. I wonder if this was brought up on the Annie Fry show earlier. There's a woman in
Screw
Florida.
Screw the Annie Fry show. Look at the mess they've made of Tony Colombo. He's a husk.
A disaster.
He's a shell.
I haven't eaten in weeks.
Because of the Annie Fry show?
Yeah, he's a beaten man.
That's a lot to take.
There's a woman in Florida who is in a dispute with her husband. They were leaving a divorce hearing, and she claims that he ran her off the road, tried to run her over. So in retaliation, she broke into his apartment. They have separate residences, searched through the entire apartment, found all his guns, and turned them into the police.
This is a great story. We did not talk about it on any show.
That should be a felony.
It is a felony.
So she took it to the police and was like, I feel unsafe. And the officer said, so you're telling me that you committed an armed burglary.
Right.
Because you burglarized this man and you had guns. And she's like, well, yeah, but I felt unsafe and I wasn't sure where the guns were. So I just went and rounded them up myself and brought them to you. Now, her lawyer is saying that this is setting a scary precedent for victims of abuse.
Good.
That if you come forward, you're going to get arrested. No, it doesn't mean that. It means if you steal from someone, yeah. Especially she didn't have a restraining order or anything out
against this
guy.
Setting a bad example for felons.
She broke into his house and stole his property. They happen to be firearms. I get if he's brandishing the weapon at you and then leaves it at your house if you take it down to the police station and say, this isn't my gun, but it was left at my property and I feel unsafe. Will you please check this guy out? But she took the law into her own hands, broke in, stole, turned herself in. And then they're saying that's a scary precedent for abuse victims.
I think it's the perfect example to say, this is how you don't do it. You're going to go to jail. She should go to jail.
She's not. There's a giant outcry in that community to not charge her. They do not want the police to charge her. There's already protests at the police
department.
And if they do charge her, it'll be national news, and it'll be a
good.
Big...
Let's have a riot.
There'll be a big outcry against her. It'll be victim shaming. It will be... Yes.
There's no victim shaming. Take her at her word.
I know.
You call the cops, and you say, I'm afraid of my husband. He has guns at his house. I want to file a restraining order. You go through the proper channels.
There are some crazy... Missouri is different because of the Republican supermajority that we have. But there are some laws that are being passed around this country right now, like red flag laws, risk protection orders, that are some of the craziest gun grab laws that you would never believe.
I will say about this what I say about almost all things legal. We have enough laws. We've always had enough laws. It's so absolutely, vanishingly rare that we truly need a new law. It's just so that Congress people and state legislators can show off. We've got all the laws. We have all the immigration laws we need. We have all the tax laws we need. We have laws against murder and rape and attacks and abuse and assault. We have laws against threatening someone with a gun. We have laws against threatening someone without a gun. We also have laws against breaking into someone's home and taking their stuff.
I think where people are getting confused or misled here is they were married, but they were living in separate residences. If I think that Dave has a problem with me at work and I'm worried that Dave is going to shoot me, I can't go to his home and take his guns and then turn them into the police and then get upset whenever I get in trouble for stealing his property.
And not just because that's a crime, but because you have other avenues.
Exactly. They're saying like she was looking for help for the police. You should have went to the police first and said, I feel extremely unsafe.
Yeah.
Can you ask him to turn his guns in? But she's like, well, he was never going to do it.
She has a divorce attorney. I've been to countless restraining order hearings. That's what you do. You go in front of a judge. I'm afraid of him. Why are you afraid of him? What is your evidence? Then they do what they're going to do.
I don't know these people's marriage. I don't know the situation beyond
this
story.
It was a bad situation. And they had been in court and they had been...
But you don't get to break the law.
Exactly.
Well, they're framing it as... Prosecuting this woman sets a scary precedent that if someone seeks help to escape abuse,
she didn't.
They will be punished.
She didn't seek help.
But when you frame everything in that way, then someone who doesn't stop to read the story or stop to use their brain and say, wait, she went to his property and stole his property.
That's like
people don't think that far ahead.
I know it's not the same thing, but if my neighbor has scared me and I think that he's a danger to me, and so I preemptively decide to go over, knock on his door, and kick his ass. And then I say, hey, I'm afraid of him.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to just take the law into your own hands and preemptively do that. This is so open and shut to me.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back, DGS.
I thought that was Ryan for a second going, meow, meow, meow.
Nope, that's Jack White.
Sorry. And I ruined the segment.
No, let it go. Can I talk about television for a second?
Yeah.
You know the worst thing to happen last night?
No.
The Walindas tightrope to cross Times Square and didn't fall.
My, I didn't even know that was a thing yesterday.
God, I hate them.
Did you know
that they are not very rich?
Or coordinated?
That guy doesn't have very much money. Like you would think, because anytime
be a lot of money in tightrope walking.
Well, anytime he wants to do something, all the networks are like,
"Yeah,
here you go, you can do it on our channel."
Right,
but he doesn't really have that much money.
In the world of tightrope walking,
well, yeah,
they're very rich.
Yeah. But that's a fact.
They're making like 30 grand a year.
There's a lot of really bad off tightrope walkers.
I don't get it. I don't understand the interest in it. Even if he does it successfully, or if he, like...
I mean, let's be honest. The only reason you watch is because they might fall.
If someone said,
hey, I taped the Walindas, and they successfully walked across Times Square, you're not watching it.
Right.
Because there's no reason. Plus, I just hate him. Now he's got his sister was in the act.
Oh.
And look, do not tell me a man I Christian. They could have been reciting Muslim verses, or they could have been reading from the Torah, or they could have been doing Klingon mating rituals. They're just so friggin' annoying. Like when they walk across and he's always like, praise Jesus, whatever. It's so annoying. And then she was singing. Oh, God. She was singing in this, there's always a vibe like this. And she's singing Jesus songs. And it's like, why can't you just fall? Like, God, I will become a Christian again if you just push them over.
Yeah, they're going to have to decide. One of them is going to have to be sacrificed.
If
for them
he would
have
fallen,
career.
I would have proven you, that God exists.
You would have gone back.
It would have got me closer. It would have proved at least that he and I are simpatico.
Well, you just, that changed a little
bit. And if I'm God, even though I'm holy, 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 I've had enough of this dip nut. And eventually I'm just going to be like this doink gone.
So pardon my ignorance on tightrope walking, but he's clearly hooked up to a harness that even if he would have fallen, he wouldn't have died.
No.
So why do I care?
You don't.
And he
I don't get it.
And he spells Nick without the C.
Oh.
Wait a minute. He was on a harness?
Look at this picture right here. He's hooked up to a rope above the tightrope, so there's really zero stakes. It's truly amazing when you watch someone in a circus tent or something and they don't have the thing attached. That is amazing.
If you're 10 feet off the ground and you're not attached,
oh my
gosh,
got my interest. Very impressive. But I wouldn't do it, but I think if you force me to, I could do that.
Yeah, if you said, like, look, here's the worst thing's gonna happen.
Yeah, Nick, the worst thing is you're gonna dangle. Yeah, exactly.
Nick Walinda net worth $4 million.
Well, that's a lot.
That's a lot more than me, but it's still not. But wouldn't you think that he would be worth more than that? I would.
He only shows up every 2 or 3 years.
How much do you think he gets paid per I don't know what they just what qualifies it for a major stunt?
$500,000.
Yeah. Oh, was that on TV?
$500.
No. This is what I guessed.
$500,000 per major stunt.
Go ahead, Rach.
Well, I got my free articles back on the New York Times this month.
Yeah.
And I wasted one of them on the Walindas. And the story starts with interviewing a hot dog vendor underneath the tightrope. And this is the quote. It's crazy. They are walking through the sky. No, they're not. They're on a harness.
The reason he's a hot dog vendor.
They are walking through the sky.
Here's another thing. Television related. There is a theory that I kind of find plausible of multiverses. That for one reality to exist, every other possible reality must. So there are infinite numbers, except that Tony Colombo's not wearing a blue shirt, he's wearing a red shirt. Mm. Anything's possible. I've also heard of near-death experiences where people see like this giant wheel and they go in and out of different existences.
Ooh.
And they just see the subtle differences. Let me tell you this. If I'm going in and out of the wheel and I land in one and I turn on the television and Murder, She Baked is on, I'll leave. Like, I don't care what else is. If in that reality I am a billionaire, I will leave to avoid the fact that in this reality, Murder, She Baked is a show.
What if the Walindas fell in that reality?
Now you're getting closer.
We're starting to even out?
Yep.
Okay. You just don't like Murder, She Baked? Just that show.
What did Tony?
Murder She Wrote Tony. Is okay, but Murder She Baked
what I'm
is not
is
okay.
You don't
Tell
like the
get
show.
Choppy.
What I'm hearing is he's not a fan of Murder She Baked.
He is the king of the insightful follow-up question.
He thinks it's a dumb show. He thinks it's a dumb show.
Is this Angela Lansbury doing like a bake-off?
No, it looks like a movie on Hallmark Channel.
I can't talk to you.
So it is it's a real thing.
I just made that up. I did a whole bit and
Sue
made
is
up. Sue
gonna walk out of Studio G.
Sue, turn on your friggin' microphone.
She says no.
What is wrong with him?
She's turning it on.
What is Murder She Baked? Is this a real show?
It's a movie.
That's not the point.
That's really not the point, Wiggins.
Thank God it's not just me.
Nope.
I'm picturing like a cross between Cake Boss and Angela Lansbury.
We're talking about multi-verses.
In his defense, it is kind of so ridiculous that it's hard to believe it exists, but it does.
Did you hear the first couple words of that? Yeah. In his defense.
That's as good as you're going to get on the show today.
I believe that.
That's as good as a warm fuzzy as you're going to get. And then today, I'm not even going to apologize for it. I'm watching the Today Show.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
It's a story about another kid that got hit in the head with a foul ball, line drive, 14-year-old girl, hit in the noggin. And they're showing it, because if it bleeds, it leads. They come back, and Savannah Guthrie goes, oh, it's so hard, because you want to sit close, but then it's dangerous. This friggin' woman makes $14 million a year.
That is insightful because you do want to sit close.
She's the Wiggins of the Today Show.
There it is.
Ryan would be hosting the Today Show. They'd show the clip and he would go, wait, did that really happen?
Is that real? Murder She Baked is an American-Canadian television series based on the cozy mystery novels written by Joanne Fluke. And you don't want to live in that universe.
I don't want to live in this universe.
Yeah. I'm ready to be the executive producer on Murder, She Baked all of a sudden. I'm ready to be one of the Valindas. I'll catch their asses.
They're walking through the sky.
They're walking through the sky.
Shut up.
Am I the only one that watched it?
Yeah.
I'm watching it right now.
I didn't know it existed. Nor did I know the
what
other
channel
one
was it on?
The Valindas?
Yeah.
ABC?
Yeah.
Oh. And it was Michael Strahan.
Oh.
And those sort of things are just almost worth the price of admission because they're walking for like 30 minutes and all they're doing is walking now, and singing to God. And he's just like trying to make it interesting.
Well, won't you give Savannah a little bit of credit there? As much as she probably doesn't deserve $14 million a year, she has to feign interest in events like that and make it seem like
she's
actually
cares. She's
not feigning.
No, I think she's truly interested.
Yeah. She's not feigning.
This is her passion.
Yeah,
it's so hard because you want to sit close, but then it's dangerous.
You are a glutton for punishment,
Dave. Today Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.